The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I had this like unnecessary anxiety about wanting everything to be perfect.
You just have to accept that you're always right.
That's right. It doesn't come natural to me to be like that. I find it hard.
I'm not ultimately hard, am I? I just feel like...
No, you've just got really good boundaries.
Yeah. I'm just perfect.
I joke on Instagram about like husband training them.
Yeah.
And I know that's just me being silly, but I genuinely don't want them to go off and be really incapable. Why didn't you just teach him? It's never going to be 50-50. No, you just need
always
to...
always going to be 70% guy, 30%.
No.
You're never arguing about anything that's actually that important. Like, it's not going to actually break you up. Well, I was literally stood up wiping my bum. I looked at her and then she looked at me and then she looked at Emily and Emily's got this baby on her as
boob
well.
Boob out.
Like, boob out.
Everything. Hi guys, I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And you're listening to the brand new podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But We Will.
Yes, the podcast where we'll be sharing lessons we've learnt in parenting and lessons we're still learning as well. And yeah, some of you guys will know me from my YouTube channel and social media, but a podcast is something we have wanted to do for ages. And I have finally got my husband Matt on board after 10 years of making social media content.
Sorry about that. I think it's going somewhere.
I think this is the type of media you can get on board with, though.
Yeah, gives us a chance to show another side to us, right?
Bit
of a behind the scenes and the stuff that we wish we had actually known.
Yes.
In hindsight.
Yes, there's a lot of that. So yeah, on this podcast, you can expect my usual positive outlook on things, but then also some raw and honest chats about parenting, a delve into our marriage and relationship, and also a dad's perspective on things.
A bit of Emily's positivity, but me bringing you back to reality.
Mm-hmm. Matt's a realist, aren't you?
A little too much sometimes.
Yes.
Soz.
Matt's negative. No, kidding. We're a good balance.
You tell me that.
But then also your British sarcasm.
Yeah.
Moaning. We're actually going to have a segment in this that's called Matt's Moan of the Week, because he's got a lot of them. So look
forward
to that.
So she's only limiting me to one.
Yeah. And also, later on in the show, we're going to be sharing with you probably our most embarrassing story ever.
I don't know why we're bringing this one out up top.
We really want to share an embarrassing story to get you guys involved as well with sharing some of yours. So we thought we're just going to go in and
share to give them a little something else to us. As opposed to all the polished cleaning and...
Yeah, it's very like behind the scenes here. Like, I think you're going to see the real Matt and Em.
Well, you might be edited. Me.
We need to edit you a lot. But anyway, in today's episode and every episode, really, we're going to share with you the big moments from our parenting journey and how we might have done things differently if we had known, but then also some words of wisdom on things, a few things that we actually think we have got right along the way.
True, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to break it down, right, into three mm-hmm. Three things we wish we'd known. Firstly would be why naps aren't worth obsessing over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be covering that topic. Not. I slept all right, to be fair. How parenting styles can clash. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite an important one in a team. And why teamwork is the secret sauce to surviving and thriving as parents.
Yes. So, yes, I think we'll just jump right into it. But of course...
Can I not have a moan?
What's that? Oh, we've got to wait. Straight away. And obviously,
can you
we're
not
talking
make this
about...
bigger font?
We're talking about things we wish we had known, but there are so many things. So today we're just going to share the three, aren't
we? Yeah, we could have gone on for quite a while.
Yeah,
we?
I wrote a whole book about things.
All right. Here she goes. If you're just listening, she's now holding her book.
I'm not. But yeah, the first thing that springs to mind when I think about what I really wish I had known is not being so obsessed. I know I'm saying not being so obsessed with naps, but not being so obsessed with quite a few things as well. I think when we became parents, we were the first one in our family to become parents and first out of our friendship groups. And
we were the first people to ever have a baby, I think.
Basically, we were the first ones.
You feel like that, don't you? And it's like whenever anyone else has a baby, it's like we look at each other, first person to have a baby, one of those.
But that's when we were like, I had this like unnecessary anxiety about wanting everything to be perfect. And
you did.
What's that?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
I still maybe do. But especially when it came to the naps, I got really obsessed with, I guess because I read some books as well, I really wanted him to have his naps in his crib, in a darkened room.
It was a bit weird because that was me. That was not the baby. The crib was a bit awkward.
But for 2 or 3 hours, I was like, you know, and there were a few reasons for that. Obviously, I'd read that routine was really good and we had a routine for them quite young.
What would you have read? Like, what was the book then?
No, I don't know if I should say. Oh. Everyone, no, I don't.
It's not yours.
Am I allowed to say? I don't, no, just because like... I don't know, at the time it was what everyone was reading. Okay, we'll say it's Gina Ford book.
Yep.
Everyone was reading it. Everyone loved the routines and parts of it were really good, but she herself, you know, now
she
I know
wasn't she wasn't a parent, was she?
Yeah, she didn't have kids and they were quite rigid. And, you know, as a mum, when you've got a crying baby, you just want to go in and hold it, don't you? You don't want to like wait. And...
But then that's why we're not being a parent would probably be good because you do just see it as black
she
and white.
She can see like, black no. and white. You need to teach them this. And obviously sleep is a really important lesson for your kids to learn. And also a nap is a golden, you know, 2 hours where you can actually do some stuff for
sleep
yourself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, get stuff done.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm really obsessed with it with our first child and to the point of I could maybe be out having a coffee with someone and I would be like, I've got to get back for nap time, wouldn't let him fall asleep in the car, you know, get him back, do the whole thing. And then actually, when he turned 3, it all just ends.
Yeah.
And you've spent like, all... sorry, what was I doing? And then obviously when you have a second and a third, the second child cannot do the same thing because you're busy with the first, you know, you're out at gymnastics class, you're taking him to school or whatever it is. So their naps have to be in the car seat.
But that's why all kids end up different, right? Because you can parent them the same, but the dynamics are never the same, are they? So like if you've got 1, 2, 3, like that second child, that third child is never going to have the same attention.
Never the same experience. No. But then I wouldn't say that our second child and our third child suffered from having naps on the go.
No.
They're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So I think as long as you have, I don't know, a nap somewhere, like I just wish I hadn't been so obsessed with like, you know, Fraser doing that because...
Yeah, but it's a good bit of advice to new parents, right?
Yeah. And I think as well, like if you want to, you know, let them sleep on you on the couch.
Yeah.
Like I know that's not ideal. No, but... I sort of didn't because I was like, oh, I know I need to do the laundry, I need to do all this stuff. But actually, you should enjoy that because it's only for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then
I remember going to the cinema, maybe with Fraser or Caleb, and like I was falling asleep. So I picked him up. I think it was Fraser. I picked him up and I put him on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could sleep because I was thinking I can't fall asleep in a cinema and sleep my child. So I literally just like bear hugged him.
And so you could have a little sleep.
Never told you that story, have I?
Did he fall asleep as
What was weird is he was 11 and like he's like trying to shrug me off.
Yeah. So yeah, that was just, I know this, I feel like this is like a random first point of the podcast, but honestly, that's one, when they just stopped at 3 years old, I was like, sorry, what? Why?
Especially after the especially after the sleep deprivation you would have had from them being young babies, nothing can prepare you for that, can it? When people say to me they're expecting, I'm like,
oh, I know.
People laugh and it's like, actually,
yeah,
you've probably been out on a little bit away on a lad's holiday, done two or three nights where you've not slept much, but then you come home and recover. Mm. Whereas obviously the sleep deprivation of a young child is, it doesn't stop for like a good couple of years.
Yeah.
And then you start obsessing over sleep patterns.
There's really like nothing like it. I know people listening, if you're pregnant, you still can't even imagine it.
No.
You're delirious. Like, I never forget once when Fraser was really little, I was just deliriously tired. He was up every 2 hours, you know, all of that. And one night I came downstairs from putting him to bed. I put the baby monitor in the fridge and I sat on the couch with the milk.
Nice.
Like the bottle of milk, rather than obviously doing it the other way around. And I just looked at the milk and I was like, oh my God, like I need to go to bed. Like, what is wrong with me? I was just so exhausted.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But that is actually a good lean into the next topic that you were going to talk about, because when you're tired, you can cause, well, you don't really know.
When you're tired. I'm perfect.
What's the next topic?
Not knowing each other's parenting styles until it's too late. You don't know. Like, you'd like to think that you're going to be a good parent and your partner's going to be a good parent, but until you actually have children, which is obviously too late. And we've lucked out, really, because we're quite similar parents. You're softer than I am. So there's always a harder parent, I find. But we're not that far apart.
Yeah.
And you just have to accept that you're always right.
That's right. No, but I think we've got into a flow with it as the years have gone on, because we've kind of learnt as well. Like in those early days.
And once you accept being spoken to by your partner, like it's your fault, even though it's the kid that done something wrong, like you'll be fine.
What?
And that's what I've done. I've realised like, yeah, I just deal with it.
No,
she's angry. She's angry.
Oh, I don't think that is right. I think in the early days of any couple becoming parents, it is very difficult not to resent each other.
Yeah.
Like when we first had a baby, Fraser was born 7th of December. Matt, like his barbershop, that's literally the busiest time of
most people in the industry, yeah.
It's like Christmas, everyone's getting a haircut, whatever. So Fraser was born on a Tuesday, which Matt was really happy about that because that was his day off. So he was like, good boy, being born on my day off. But then you had to go back to work like literally the next day, didn't you?
Yeah,
and it was, well, you were back at work.
Yeah.
And then it was really difficult because I think, oh, I did just like resent you because I'd be like with the baby all day and then you'd come home, you'd already be in bed.
But straight away from the get-go, that changes the dynamic as a parent. So like now it would obviously be either, but one would go off to work like within 2 weeks, say. I mean, obviously I was a few days.
Yeah.
So I was straight away used to being separated from
the baby. Yeah.
And you wasn't.
No.
And obviously you feel for mothers or those that end up... the dads obviously come take paternity straight away as well, don't they? But yeah, the dynamic is there. And then you like you say, you then start feeling resentment. Also, because I had a life, as it were. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think as soon as you become a parent, you realise that sometimes going to work is actually a break.
Well, it's only once you become a parent you realise that work's a break. Yeah,
work is a break. So you're like, oh my God, like he can still have a coffee, he can chat to his clients, he can have some fun. And then
adult
you're
interaction,
like,
right?
Yeah, and it's not like being at home is boring. Like, obviously, being a mother is, like, the best thing ever. Yeah. But having gone from, like, quite a busy corporate job to then just being at home and, like, you know, doing ABC flashcards, you feel a bit like, I don't know, you're a bit like, oh, it was really hard that bit. But I would say to couples, like, it's definitely worth, like, when you're both in a good mood and you're having dinner, it's worth like chatting about like parenting styles. Yeah. Don't you think? Like,
yeah, looking back, like obviously, like I say, we lucked out, but you hear of couples that, obviously a lot of couples that break up, and it's often because of the children and they didn't realize what they were marrying. And I guess you don't know what kind of parent you'd like to think you're going to be, this great parent. You're going to be hands-on. You're going to be everything a parent you would want to be. In reality, not everyone is perfect.
No, and I think that when you become a parent, it's funny how like certain things will trigger you.
Yeah.
I don't know, like sometimes you'll just like snap and sometimes I sort of like take a step back and I think, why did I snap though? And it might be because like, well, in your household, like, you know, that would happen. And
well, it's just the shock, isn't it? It's like, oh, that wasn't the parent I thought I was I was married to. But like I say, we've lucked out. But yeah, and you could, in the early days, not only ask, do you want to have children? That would help.
I think I asked you that on our first date.
Yeah.
I was like, I had a plan. I had a plan. I was like, oh, do you want children one day?
I wasn't really listening to you.
You're like, yeah.
Oh, she's done. She's dropped the kids question. She must be keen. But I'm also going traveling around the world. Do you want children? But I'm leaving.
Yeah.
As a guy, you know it as well. Like, you don't think too much. Personally, I didn't. I think I knew, I guess nature's ways. Like, I probably saw you as a mother, but like, it wasn't at the forefront of my mind, like, as a guy, about being a mother. Obviously, I think when you,
When we were dating,
You
didn't think, I wonder what mother she'll be.
Yeah, I didn't think like, oh God, yeah, she's going to make a great mum.
No. Whereas I think women do think like that.
Yeah.
We think, oh, how do they interact with...
I think maybe because we, remember we travelled and we went to Vietnam, went to a place called Sapa. Yeah, and we went in the hills and then we met these villages full of mainly girls, wasn't it?
They're just running around.
Yeah, and the kids. And I think I noticed then, like, you like were really drawn to kids. And like, you loved the fact that they were sort of all over us. And like,
yeah, they were so cute.
Yeah, so then I thought, yeah, I saw a mother in you. But yeah, it never crossed my mind too much. We were young as well. I think maybe if I was in my mid to late 30s, I'd probably be, if I hadn't met someone.
If you were looking.
Yeah, and I wanted children, then I'd obviously be like, yeah, I need, obviously, someone that wants kids and seems motherly. Mm. Whereas I know for you was asking all the right questions.
Yeah.
Looking back.
Yeah, I was like, has he got nice teeth for our potential future children? Yeah. Apparently that is a thing.
I'm like, not giving them to my kids. They can't have them.
No, but I think as a woman, you definitely do think about your potential future partner. Yeah. And I know a lot of women might choose husbands that are like their dads. I don't think I did, obviously. Yeah. That's another podcast. But I think that is something for people, like, you know, you're sort of drawn to that type of person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say, like, definitely, like, we agree on similar parenting styles. Like, you know, we never hit the kids, we never really, you know, would shout, or, you know, we agree on all of those things. Whereas I think actually in a marriage, if any of those big decisions like didn't match up, that would be really, really difficult. Well, yeah, but yeah, like you say, it's hard to know.
Yeah, you've got humans, you've got kids involved, like. So
but in our relationship, like, I think I am probably the softer one of the two of us.
Yeah,
the more maternal and let them get away with a few things.
Yeah.
Whereas,
but then that's why it works, right?
Yeah. But then I think it's funny how you take on those roles. Like, if you were real, like, fun time daddy, then I think I would naturally have to
rein
be
in.
the you know, the one really disciplining them and stuff as well.
So you're grateful that I take on that role. That's what you're trying to say.
I am actually grateful because it's not something that even me, like I feel like I've really had to work on my like angry mum voice.
Yeah.
And like do that again, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't come natural to me to be like that. I find it hard.
I mean, I'm not ultimately hard, am I? I just feel like.
No, you've just got really good boundaries.
Yeah. I'm just perfect. Being a good team is kind of the third point, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because the third thing for this podcast that we really wish we had known is that parenting is not a competition. And I think in the early days, there was sometimes competitiveness over like who of us was more tired.
Yeah,
who of us
love that one.
Who of us have changed more nappies? Who of us have cleaned more?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And actually, after a few years, we sort of realized like, this is never going to go well, this argument about who's more
tired.
Who's done
the most laundry.
Yeah, who's done the most laundry, who's worked harder and all this.
I never forget with the laundry, I came home from the shops and I do, like, there's a lot of laundry there as well. So it was like I'm coming home and I'd obviously been doing laundry there and then you obviously had a hissy fit about the amount of laundry.
I just felt like, I knew you do laundry all day at work, but then obviously I was doing a lot of laundry at home with the kids. So yeah, I lost it one day, didn't I?
Yeah. And he's like, you don't ever do it at home. Like you haven't got a problem with doing it all day at work. Because I do it all day at work. I don't want to do it at home.
Yeah.
And so I took that upon myself and I was like, right. Mm-hmm. And then now you call me the laundry king, don't you? Because you do it. But I probably do about
90% of it.
Yeah, 80% of the laundry.
So Matt was a bit like, hold my beer. I am now going to do the laundry.
Yeah, and I thought, I'll show
always.
Her.
Yeah, and now it's like his job. And sometimes if I'm just in the utility room and doing laundry, he'll pop his head in like, what are you doing?
It's my system.
Don't get involved. That's not going on until this time. That waits for tomorrow. Like, it's all your thing now and you've really taken ownership of it.
We're both the same. I'm like all or nothing. I'm like, right, I'll show her.
Yeah.
And then, now I've made it my own.
Yeah, and I feel like we have got roles like
but
that.
But then it's made us want the boys to be able to do it. Actually, the kids are good in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The next one is obviously, I mean, our eldest is 14 at the moment.
And, yes.
University isn't that far away if he does go or whatever he decides to do. So we are already saying, oh, we need to probably teach him to, he can chuck stuff in the washing machine, but.
Yeah, like I joke on Instagram about like husband training them.
Yeah.
And I know that's just me being silly, but I genuinely don't want them to go off and be really incapable and my daughter-in-laws or son-in-laws in the future look at me and think, why didn't you just teach him how to do this or that or this, like, because there were some people at uni that just had no clue.
Yeah.
And I just really don't want it to be the boys. I want them to be able to like cook something and do their laundry and stuff.
But no, I think the competition's important between the two of you. Like, just you do see some couples and everything's an argument, isn't it? And it's like, you just need to go back to why you're together. I think, right, actually, you're in this together.
Well, that's it. And I think it is, again, like sitting down when you're not tired. And, you know, talking about like maybe how you can like have your roles almost like just you just need to be a team. It's never going to be 50-50. No, you just need
always going to be 70% guy, 30%.
No, but you just need to think about, okay, how can we just like do all of this?
And I don't ever think like now, like probably, like you say, back in time now, I never think now, oh, I've done. Oh, actually, no, there's only one thing.
Oh, don't.
No, I'm joking.
I don't do the bins.
No, there's only one thing that we like, it's your turn, just letting the dog out. You know, it gets to the end of the
so
day.
Annoying.
And like the dog likes to go pop out into the garden, obviously to do a business or whatever, or chase a squirrel or something. And she's got a little bell, she rings the bell, but like she just seems to do it a lot of a night time because she's had no attention of us for a few hours because the kids are going to bed and dinner and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's fine in the summer, which leave the door open, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just done a moan that wasn't my moan.
And I think maybe another bit of advice is, like, coming from me as a woman, I know, like, men are wired slightly differently sometimes, but I think just tell them what you want, because in the early days when we first were married and we had a baby, I think I don't know, this is obviously a generalization, but I think sometimes we have the tendency to like overthink things and think, oh, but if I say that, he's going to think this and he's going to get angry, and it like spirals
just
drama in our heads. And then I think I did get to the point in our relationship when we had our first, where I was just like, why doesn't he just know? Like sometimes I think, why can't he just look at him and think and know that he needs a jumper or food? Or I don't know, it's like you didn't just instinctively know, because obviously I was with him all day every day, so I knew. But then I'd start to just tell you, I'd be like, can you take him for a walk in the buggy?
And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. And you had like no problem with
it. But inside you'd built up this massive thing. Like,
yeah, I was like, we're going to have a fight. It's going to be a whole thing.
It's
but
over.
Actually, men, well, I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't just be generalizing, but you are quite a simple creature. And I can just say, Matt, can you do this? And actually, when we had a newborn, we got into a flow of like, because I felt in the early days, like I was breastfeeding and then I was changing and burping. So quickly we got into this, like I would feed, but then you would burp and put back.
The baby. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant you eat your dinner and then I have a burp. I was like, that is some skill.
No, but that was like a really good way of splitting it, because it was like it would take about the same time because he was really windy.
It's just Fraser, wasn't it? The eldest. Yeah.
He just couldn't get it out. But so I would do all this feeding and then you do the burping and changing and putting back. And then I felt like we were so much more even.
Yeah.
And I know you had work the next day, but I still had to get up and do the mum thing.
Yeah.
So it was like quite a good way of splitting it. And also there's this famous quote of like, never go to bed angry. No, is that right? Never go to bed angry.
On an argument, right?
On an argument, yeah.
Yeah.
But we think that actually that saying is not right.
Like,
you, especially if you've got kids, you should just go to bed.
Yeah, yeah, don't waste, because you're never arguing about anything that's actually that important. Like, it's not going to actually break you up, is it? And what you think is like winding you up about something, and actually get another half hour of sleep rather than you crying in the bathroom, you're coming to me. I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
No, but arguing when you're that tired.
Well, that's it. And then we can carry this on tomorrow. If you wake up and you still feel the same about it, and often you just wake up and you wouldn't even remember, or you'd laugh about it.
Yeah, often you wake up and because you've had sleep, you feel
and
better.
I get back on a plane and fly home. Like,
no, but if you then have some sleep, then you can talk about it. But actually,
yeah, that's a good bit of advice, isn't it? You can go to sleep on an argument. As parents, I think it's just...
As new parents, go to bed angry and talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, at least you got half hour more sleep.
Just go to bed.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Matt's moan of the episode.
Yeah, sorry. I've got a load of these. You said about being each week, but I think I've got more than one a week.
Well, let's stick to one a week.
List. Okay. This week, this episode, my moan is kids and bathrooms. Mm. I'm sure a lot of you can relate. Mm. The bomb site that they leave it in. The kids are pretty well trained. They seem to fold, they put the towel on the side and whatever, they'll unplug the bath. Mm. But it's just unreal. Like, you go in there and it's like a tsunami. I don't know what they do. They must get out of the bath. We've got a bath mat. They've got their own bath mat. I'm like, they must look at the bath mat and think, oh, I don't want to get that wet, so I'm going to stand next to it, shake myself, then grab a towel. But by this time, they've literally got half the bath all over the bathroom. Mm. And no matter how many times I go in there after them and moan at them.
Yeah, they just don't.
Every time. Mm. But they're just oblivious. But then looking back, I don't really remember caring about the bathroom when I was a kid. But
now, I really remember my mum saying, if you leave wet towels on the floor, it attracts spiders.
Yeah, they don't leave the towels on the floor. But they put them on the side.
I don't even know if that's true. It's probably just to make
probably
me
said
not.
It. You probably knew you're scared of spiders.
I'm not even scared of spiders.
Oh, right.
No, but it did make you think, oh, I won't do that because, like, the damp, that must be true.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Go with it? It's like...
Maybe we'll... I don't know.
Make sure, let make us know. Them shower outside in the cold.
Yeah.
I'll shower them with the hose. And I drag them in. I'm like, boys, like... Is this how you should leave a bathroom? And they're just like,
don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Because I always like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be the last one. I'll just leave it for the last one.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get it from either.
Oi. I'm not that bad.
Not anymore. Mind you, Emily likes to bath after the boys, don't you?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if anyone else does this or if it's disgusting, but if you know, the bath's not too dirty, they're not too dirty, and it's still hot, I'm just going to get in that bath because it's ready to go.
Just when you do it after water, their football matches, I'm about that. That's just weird.
I wouldn't.
They weren't getting it after you, though, if you noticed. Like, Jackson's like, no, you can't have the bath first.
He always wants it first, but I have it at like 100
scalding degrees. It's like when
I
get in the shower after you. I'm like, there's some scientific reason, apparently, why women
can take it harder.
Why women scold themselves.
Yeah. I like it really, really hot. So by the time I've had a bath, then it's about ready for their temperature. So I'm always like, I should go first.
Yeah.
And then you guys. And I'm probably cleaner, like I haven't been through the mud and whatever. But they still want to be first.
Always clean. Smelt you after your workouts.
Hi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Also, every episode, we would love to share some of your stories and get you guys involved in the podcast as well. So I will be asking you guys on Instagram, and you can also email the contact on this podcast. But we thought we would kick things off by sharing our most embarrassing moment since becoming parents. We've never said this story before on YouTube or anywhere because it is a bit of a funny one.
Yeah, I can't believe we're telling this one.
Yeah.
At my expense.
Well, it's kind of like everyone's expense. No?
Especially the lady involved.
Yes.
So, if you're listening or watching.
Yeah, come on the podcast. Yeah. No, but when we had our second son, he was just 3 weeks old. Fraser was at nursery. Our eldest was at nursery. And we thought, should we actually venture out? Should we venture out to the shopping centre? You know, I feel like I can get out there now. So we went to the shopping center, and then obviously after about 3 minutes, he needed a nappy change, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was also a thing. One thing we regret is like changing. Obviously, he actually needed a number two, but like with the newborn,
he's digressing.
Yeah, no, you would just change the nappy like every like half hour.
Every week.
We? Yeah.
And then my doctor said, you know, you only have to change the nappy if it's wee and poo.
Yeah.
Or if it's just...
if it's full.
She said, whatever. If it's poo, you change it.
Yeah.
If it's just wee, like, you don't have to do it every hour.
Yeah, I mean, I only change my pants when they're full up. Like, I don't...
But anyway, we went to the shopping centre. After about 2 minutes, he had a poo, so we needed to change his nappy. So the only nappy changing that was available was in the disabled toilet. So we went into the disabled toilet. I'm obviously changing his nappy. Then he's crying. So I'm like, I'm going to top him up. He needs a feed, right? Because he's only 3 weeks old. Feeding constantly. So I'm feeding him. And then Matt's like, I'm going to take this opportunity to have a poo.
Well, I didn't actually say that.
No.
I just subtly...
start having a number two because it was my second child.
Quite a big toilet.
I should say. Because it was my second child, I was well-versed at breastfeeding standing up, right? Yeah. So I'm standing feeding him.
He wasn't used to me being in the toilet with you. Like, that was a first. Like, that's never happened. You know, like, some couples just do whatever. I'd never done the business with you in the room.
No, I know.
But I was suddenly, I think...
And like
I'd
where
had
I was
coffee.
Feeding.
Yeah. Well, this is about me as well. Like, I wouldn't have just gone for number two just for the sake of it.
Don't lie.
No, I'd had a coffee and you know what some people like with coffee. I didn't take away coffee, it does it to me. And it's gone right through me. Sorry, TMI.
And you're near a toilet, so you're like, yeah, I'll just do it now.
Oh, this is too tempting. And I was like, I didn't want to leave you. Yeah, I'm that kind of dad.
So, but that's not even why. This is not even why it was embarrassing. So Matt has the number two. I'm breastfeeding standing up. It's all happening in this disabled toilet. And then we didn't lock the door. So this little old lady opens the door. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't tell the worst bit. So tell them, go on. How do you wipe your bum, man?
How do you wipe your bum, Emily?
Well, you were doing it standing up.
I'm a stander.
So he stood up.
I didn't know there was any other way, to be honest. My parents only taught me one way.
Really?
Yeah.
So he stood up, wiping his bum. I'm stood up, breastfeeding. And this little old lady opens the door because we forgot to lock it. So she and her face is like, what the heck is going on?
But we was
in
like the family toilet, weren't we? It's like a disabled and parents toilet.
Yeah, it was the only changing.
Like baby changing.
We didn't just take over the disabled toilet. So she was there. Anyway, so quickly we, you know, sort ourselves out, get out of there. But the worst part was, as we walked out, like, she didn't even smile or laugh a little bit. She was visibly angry.
Yeah, you'd been so embarrassed you'd have left, wouldn't you? Like, I literally stood up wiping my bum. I looked at her, and then she looked at me, and then she looked at Emily, and Emily's just got this baby on her as
boob
well.
Boob out. Everything.
She just got the full works.
And when we walked out, she could have just been like, hee-hee, or like, I don't know. Like,
joke was on us, right?
Yeah. But she was like, so angry.
How dare you feed your baby and you take a number two? It's
like, yeah, at the same time.
That is why we went in there, was for her to feed the baby. Like, it wasn't like I needed a toilet and she was like, oh, while I'm here, I might as well feed the baby.
I just went to change and it just all escalated. Yeah. But so that's our embarrassing story.
So if you was there, Lakeside Shopping Centre.
It actually makes me go red just thinking about it because of her face when we walked out. Anyway, if you've got any embarrassing stories, we would absolutely love to share them.
Why would they tell us their embarrassing stories? I guess they can be nameless, can't
they?
Well,
it doesn't have to be embarrassing, but let's start there because we've shared ours.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys have got anything worse than that.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Maybe we'll get them on if they want to.
Or we could do voice notes at some stage. Yeah. But anyway, that is our first ever podcast.
What the?
We hope you enjoyed it.
It wasn't stressful at all, setting it up.
We're going to only get better, aren't we? And yeah, we would absolutely love to know what you think. So please rate this podcast, review it, follow us where you listen to your podcast. And also, we'll be sharing these videos on YouTube as well. Yep. So you can watch them on YouTube if you want to see us cringing when we're telling stories like that. And we've also set up an Instagram page for the pod. So it's going to be What They Don't Tell You Pod.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And YouTube. Oh no, sorry.
Yeah. No. And it's on YouTube.
No, I meant.
I did say you
I'm
can
so
watch
old
it.
School.
You can watch it on YouTube
or
as well.
Or write us a letter. This is our P.O. box.
Jeez, Matt.
Send us a picture.
Yeah.
For your embarrassing story.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, thank you so much for listening and we will see you guys in our next episode.
Yeah, when is that?
Bye. Next week.
Bye. Why are you waving?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.